It's Nino Griswinelli doing my duties. Hi, you made it through. What's cooking?
Hi, how you doing, dude?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Not much. Listen, I got a little problem. I wanted to see if I can get some advice from you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I go to a college here in New Jersey. I'm not going to reveal the name of it because of what occurred here. But I was in the library doing a paper.
And what happened, sir?
So I felt the rumblings. So I went off to the bathroom. And when I was in there reading the newspaper, some guy looked over the stall and asked to see something of mine.
You mean to tell me you're in the bathroom at your college?
Yes.
Taking a hideous massive.
Right.
Thumbing through the paper when suddenly a head appears over the stall.
Correct.
A man approximately what age?
I would say he was in his late 20s.
Late 20s. Clean cut, long hair or short?
Short hair.
Little mustache?
None.
All right. And then he leaned over and asked to see what you're famous for.
Correct.
Did you
so,
then?
I got a little nervous. This never happened to me before. So I just said, excuse me, pull up the old trousers and left. And
Was he watching you the whole time?
Yes, he was.
As you pulled up your trousers, he watched.
I was in kind of a rush to get out of there.
Did he watch as you swabbed the bombage?
I didn't even bother.
You didn't even bother? You just got up?
Strange guy looking over the stall.
You should have said, take a hike, maggot, take a hike.
Coming up. Yeah. But anyway, here's the bad part.
Fine.
The next day, I saw him standing outside the seminary. The guy's a priest in training.
Well.
So, my question is, do I alert the priests about this, or let it go?
Well, what are you going to do? Go in there and say, I saw this guy? You know, it's probably not a bad idea to go in there. I mean, Lord knows the church has taken enough hits as it is without this guy coming out into the world, peering over restrooms everywhere. But what bugs me, sir, is that you sat in there. He must have been bigger than you are, because I tell you what, if I was sitting in the can, somebody leaned over and asked to see the hydraulics, I believe I'd say, take a hike! And I'd linger longingly over Bombay swabbage. I wouldn't allow him to win the battle by virtue of the fact that you just up-trowel with all your hideous, fetid cargo still glistening in the Bombay doors.
Well, you know what? I'll take your advice. I'll go back there and wait for him to come back. Then I'll do just that.
No, and that's too late now.
Yeah.
So how do you know he was a priest in training?
Because he was a student at the seminary.
How do you know he was a student at the seminary?
Because he had the books and he had the robes on and all that such.
Man. And you'll never forget the face leering over at you, will you? Wow. And you know, there's nothing I don't think wrong with homosexuality. I don't go for it, but it's not, it doesn't really bother me. But it's a step beyond when you leer over a stall while someone is defecating. That, to me, goes beyond sexual preference into the realm of perversion. You know what I'm saying? Perversion. And I don't believe I want to take away from the fingertips of a man who dallies in said proclivities. So why don't you go on in there and say, hey, brother Dominic over there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe you should drop a dime on him to save future Sunday outings from hideous endings, to save some child from being in therapy.